Okay, we're moving on today in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. We are on Perek Tes. We're up to Halacha Yud Tes. We're talking about opening packages and the like on Shabbos. So sometimes you have a package that has like this ring that goes around that closes the kufsa. You sort of have to like pull off. Sometimes it's metal, sometimes it's plastic. We'll see over here the chiluk over here. You have to take off the ring going around it, and then all of a sudden now the top becomes the top, and you can remove the top. Okay? We see the different types of packages nowadays. What? So some great juice bottles. Yeah, some, in America they have the milk bottles also. Yeah. Sometimes the milk bottles at the cap will only come after you take off this ring going around it. So says the Shmir Shabbos over in Yud Tes. Aser lav frida tapasa sui mechomer matachati. It's aser to peel off this pass, this thing going around that's made out of metal. That causes the covering to close itself onto the kufsa with the kufsa. Sherry, a pass is a loy and nicker, veneer canifer and mikra kufsa. Because this pass is not nicker, that it is separate from the ikr of the kufsa. Virak eight, and only now. Ima frada so mina kufsa, when you pull off this ring going around. Right now, the top now turns into a functional kli. Before, it was all mechubar onto the thing. It didn't really function as a kli. But now, when I pull this ring off, I could use that cap as a kli, similar then to the drinks, the soda bottles, pop bottles, whatever you want to say it. Okay, you take off the top of the mix. So we said, now the top becomes a kli, right? So that we saw, by metal is going to be not permissible. So too over here it says metal is not permissible. V'amnam ima mixa, so you mean plastic, if it is made like a plastic thing, like you have sometimes also in packages, you have a plastic, like the milk bottles, like I said before, motu lepotcha b'Shabbos, you're allowed to open it on Shabbos. So once again, we make a difference between the metal rings and the plastic rings going around. Sif chaf. Aser l'naki motzeitz shel bakbuk latino, because sometimes you buy a new bottle, and the nipple, as you try and pour out the milk, it doesn't come out because the hole is either not there at all, or it's not big enough for anything to come out. So sometimes you'll take a needle, you'll open and make a new hole, or you'll make it wider. So it says over here, the Shmir Shabbos, that both these cases are not going to be permissible on Shabbos. Also, you're not allowed to poke open that hole to the bakbuk of the tinuk. This is makah bepatish. You're causing the kli to be functional. Before, it's not functional. By you poking the hole out, it is making it into a functional kli. Or you make it bigger than what was there before. He says in parentheses, obviously, if the child needs to drink, okay, and there's no other way of drinking, feeding the child on Shabbos, you can bring it to a goy and have a goy open up for the tzorach of the child. That will be permissible on Shabbos. Same thing, if you have something with a salt shaker, that the hole is not big enough that it cannot get the salt out, you can't go ahead and poke a greater hole into it, because that would be makav patish. But let's say you have something blocking the hole. Let's say some congealed salt got a little wet, and now it's blocking the hole, you can't get it out. Now you could take a knife and chisel out the salt covering the hole, and now you open up the hole, because the hole was there before. So it's not really makom patis because it was there before, and you're just reopening a hole that was there before. That's going too much. That's the chiluk. If you create a new hole, you create something that was not possible before because it was never there, it is aser to do it on Shabbos. However, if something was there already from presently before, and all you're doing is placing it there, then it's going to be mutter to go ahead and do on Shabbos. Kaf aleph. Mutter liftoch bakbuk shesagor bipkak keter or bipkak sha'am. You're allowed to open up a cork on Shabbos. You have a bottle of wine with a cork, whether it's a wooden cork or it's a plastic or wax cork. It is mutter to open up such a thing on Shabbos. Afilu be'ezer kli amiyud l'kach, even by using a corkscrew, it is mutter to open it on Shabbos. V'imrosha bakbuk mitzupa shava. However, if you have pictures or letters on the cork, and by opening you're going to break these letters, you should first erase the letters from before Shabbos. You should go ahead and scratch it out if possible, and then go ahead and open it. If it's at all possible, it's not going to be a secret, you could somehow get around the words technically, so then you don't have to be so careful. You could open it up, and that would be permissible to do. Cuff base. Yannis Kabez, I don't really understand the Matzias. We'll read it. Hamadulakiv at the Mikhsa Shal Sansenet Riba. If you have some type of container of jelly, you're allowed to poke a hole in it. What I'm imagining is these metal containers where, even if it has a hole already, it does not come out because the air pressure does not allow it. You have to poke another hole in it in order to let the air pressure to come out for these things to come out. That maybe is what we're talking about, but I'm not sure. I don't know exactly the metzias. Let's move on to Kafkim. He says it's motor. Kedin Shabbos kikol adinim uskarim la'el kenedim ben yantiv. Whatever we said on Shabbos, the same dinim are going to apply by yantiv. Vein liftoch kol kufsa, you're not allowed to open up any container, sakid o chavila, a bag or a package, ein l'naki b'pach kol pachit, to poke a hole in a can, kufsa mixa shel kufsa, ein lachtoch al pitma shel bakbuk, to cut off the top of a bottle, that now you can pour out of v'chein ein likshor kol kasher latiro, to tie a knot, to untie a knot, to twist tie something, to untwist tie something. You have to learn what we said in all the previous halachas, and then we would apply it also by yantav. Kav dalet. Patach kufsa sakip bagudu l'mikderach ha'asura. What if one opens up something and not allowed to open up on Shabbos? Okay, you hold. Metal bottle taps are also to open up on Shabbos like Rosh Hashanah Zalman. And then you go ahead and open, or someone else goes to open up the Isser. They knew it was also for them also. Let's say they weren't smart. They weren't reliant. Revi, you hold this mutter. They held this Isser. Anyway, they opened it up. B'derecha asura k'mur l'el, v'nisbar lo sh'asa sh'lo k'din. Ein ha-machal sh'machila nesar achila mutter l'achol b'vayom. It is the food inside the container does not become asr, as opposed to other malachas. If something's over malacha Shabbos, usually the food becomes asr. Over here, the food is not going to be asr, and you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to drink from that can, and you're allowed to drink from that bottle, even though it was opened up b'isr. Okay, a very very long ha'ara discussing this. Why this might be? L'mayis the shmir Shabbos paskins l'kula kafe. Imagine you have a bottle of Coke. And if you put it into water, what's going to happen to the bottle? Because a lot of times the outer, the label going around the thing comes loose and it comes off on Shabbos. Is this going to be mutter? Mutter li shros bakbuk gemayim karim. You're allowed to soak a bottle in cold water. Kid letzan into mashkeshimo in order to make the drink cold on Shabbos. That's mutter. You don't have to worry that the paper going around the bottle is going to come off on Shabbos. V'manir shem bakbuk od mud bakbuk. The mix is achareshif. After you take it out, it's all soggy and it's like half coming off. Af mutalasir, you're even allowed to take it off on Shabbat. It's not a problem of removing that label going around the Coke bottle on Shabbat. I don't know why one wouldn't want to, but let's say he does. That would be permissible. Kof dalad. Aser litlosh kol nira anilin megalil. You're not allowed to break off, rip off any type of paper or nylon for any type of nylon roll. Paper roll, you're not allowed to take it off. So he gets to go through some examples which are all hopefully obvious to us. Near atifa, saran wrap, you're not allowed to rip saran wrap on Shabbos. Umagavot niyar, you're not allowed to rip paper towels on Shabbos. Sakiyot mapot nylon, bags, plastic bags, or plastic tablecloths, you can't rip those on Shabbos. Bein makomanikov, whether they have perforations on it. Ubein shalom makomanikov, whether they don't have perforations on it, it's not mutter to rip them. Begam also litlosh niyar migalil bazrat asafah mishnenes. Haumenes lakach, so too. If you have some type of thing that helps you rip the thing, like the teeth that you pull, like on the end of something, have a toilet paper roll, in order to rip it easier, that is also going to be ripped. To use that to rip the toilet paper is absolutely going to be usher to do on Shabbos. Kavzai. Pekak shel bakbuk thermos. Once again, this is a little bit hard. The Metzias exactly what's going on over here. But you have some type of thermos. And I guess that the beginning of this, the top does not tight on very tightly. So what do? You want to put a cloth on top first, and then put the top on, and therefore it will fasten it better. So pekak shel bakbuk thermos, mutter la'otul with pieces bad. You can put a piece of bat, a piece of cloth on the top, kedei la'atom, in order to really insulate it. B'derech zu apia bakbuk yoter, that's more insulated at the top. But you can only do this if the whole bakbuk is not filled to the top. Because if the bakbuk is going to be filled to the top, what's the problem? Then we're afraid that this cloth is going to get absorbed with water or whatever liquid is inside of it. And you're not being schita, sochet the cloth And therefore, if it's filled to the top, it's going to be also to use, like he says, the bakbuk is completely full, like I just said, also these cloths, if the bakbuk was that, you're not going to open or close, because every time you open or close it, you're squeezing out the water from the cloth. She came by opening and closing it, you are extracting the juice that is inside this cloth. And to finish off the perek, we'll see kafchas. Bakbuk thermos shemuvugaris alavkos. If you have some type of cup at the top of thermos, you have something in the thermos, the top is actually a cup. You're allowed to open it and close it on Shabbos, that's not a problem. Oh, there you go. Right over there. You're allowed to open it and close it on Shabbos. That is not a problem. It's just like any other top. You're opening and closing. That's not a problem. Havel also liftoch lizgor to have ragash al mechzah chizoni shal guva bakbuk ki ina derech liftoch lizgor bragazu alu bizman of zavi bezem shum makabu padash. I don't know if we have these, but I guess it sounds like there's some thermoses. They have some type of outer covering that you close and you keep it closed for long periods of time. This type of thing, he says, is going to be also that you sort of like has like these things that close it up, and the mamish closes it tightly, and you leave it there for long periods of time. If you have these things that there for long periods of time, to go open up that on Shabbos, that he says is like makkah b'patish, and therefore that is what is going to be usher. So that really is Messiah for us, Perek Tes, opening packages on Shabbos. So a lot of dinner needs a lot of chazara, but that is every halach over here in Shmir Shabbos, all 28 halachas that are brought down in Shmir Shabbos, Perek Tes, Bezrat Hashem next time. Mr. Hashem, we will start Perek Yud Dinei Akerach V'Makara B'Shabbos U'V'Yontiv Adkan. Have a good Shabbos.